Good morning, Dale.
You know what? I just don't get certain things. It's why I need somebody like you to give me perspective. I never looked at a Tide Pod and said, I think I want to put that in my mouth and see what happens.
Isn't that the craziest trend?
So you've never done this?
No, but I did do something equally as stupid, and I want to say I was a little older than I should have been. I put my finger under a stapler and wondered if I pushed down, would it hurt?
And?
It does. Okay. And it even punctures the skin. Who would have known?
Wow. Well, I just know that everybody's trying to take advantage of the Tide Pod thing. There's a bar in Bethlehem, PA that has a Tide Shot. No Tide in it, but it looks like the Tide Pod. And a North Carolina bakery has what they're calling the Tide Pod Donut.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Everybody's getting in on the whole Tide thing. Worst thing I ever did was licked a girl's shoe. I was in the first grade, and I was dared to do it.
Wait a sec. That is worse, now that you say that.
Moving right along, I'll bet there are a lot of interesting things happening with our country stars.
Well, we have Dierks Bentley's Mountain High Tour kicking off in May with brothers Osborne and Lanco. As for the new album, Dierks is wrapping up final edits, and to get tour ready, he's upped the intensity of both his workouts and his diet. Brad Paisley has spray painted a mural on a wall at Bridgestone Arena with his artist friend Rob Hendon. It took them just 5 hours, and it includes the Predators logo, their catfish mascot, plus a guitar and a cowboy hat. Now, this isn't the first time Brad's done this. A couple years ago, he sprayed graffiti on a building on his farm because he thought the plain gray was too boring.
Brad is going to be here February 16th at the Sprint Center. Please do not spray paint anything in the Sprint Center. We will ticket you for that.
Yes, we don't need that done there. The most surreal part of Russell Dickerson's career so far is his face on a billboard in Times Square. He grew up going to New York to visit family and having worked so hard to get where he is today. Russell says seeing his face on a block-sized billboard in New York City is a huge achievement. Finally, Florida Georgia Line perform on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and then Midland sing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.